When you were a kid, or maybe recently, did you have a basement in your house? Yes, lots of people do. The home I grew up in had a main level, upper level, and of course, the basement. When I turned 10, my parents built a room for me downstairs. My older sister is already down there, but they built another wall or two to create another bedroom for me, and they painted it, designed it, had a big reveal for me, and it was really awesome. The downside was it was in the basement. And shutting the lights off in a room is usually an easy task, right? It's just a flick of a switch, no big deal. However, turning the lights off in the basement when I was 10, all the way up to till I moved out, basically, it wasn't so easy. It was a nice basement with carpet. It wasn't this dingy, scary thing. Lots of carpet, there was windows, nothing to be frightened of. But for some reason, whenever I had to turn the lights off heading upstairs or into my bed, I would shut them off and run. Shut them off and bolt it up the stairs, or shut it off and bolt it into my bed and jump in there and cover myself with the covers. And I ran like someone was chasing me. But there was no reason to run. No reason. There was nothing to be afraid of. There was nothing in my basement. And it was an unnecessary fear. I ran when no one was chasing me. I'll tell another recent story. Very recent, as in like the last few months, okay? Here in the church, Friday nights, I'm usually here really late for youth. Packing up, it's like 11, 11:30 at night. And this one time, for some reason, my brain was not liking me, okay? And so I'm packing up, and I'm the only one in this building. Everything is locked. There is no one else here, but this building's noisy. It's very noisy. And I remember I was walking down this hallway hearing something. It wasn't anything. It was a creak of something. This building moves all the time. It's something to do with, like, earthquake thing. But there was a creak, and it scared me so bad. I ran into my office, shut the blinds, locked my door, and sat on the ground. Kaylee, just breathe. It's okay. Just breathe. I'm like, God, I know there's no one here but you and me. I know there's no one here but you and me. And then I called my husband, and I'm like, Jared, I'm really scared right now. He's like, why? I'm like, I don't know, but I'm scared. There was no reason. There was no one around. It's just something that I just deal with, and it's okay. It's fun. I laugh at it now. I laugh at myself when it's happening. I often now just call my husband and be like, hey, you're just going to help me clean up right now on the phone. Just tell me about your day. this summer we've been going through a few different proverbs, which is called Wisdom Literature, and hence our title for this series, The Lost Art of Wisdom. And this morning we're going to look at Proverbs 28, verse 1, which says this: the wicked run away when no one is chasing them, but the godly are as bold as lions. So there's two different people in this verse here that are contrasted against each other, okay? There's the wicked, and then there's the godly. Now, in Proverbs, there are a few different words used to describe each of these characters, okay? So for the wicked in this verse, other words that are used to describe them in Proverbs is foolish, evil, and then wicked. And for the godly, other words used to describe them are wise, righteous, and godly. And according to Proverbs, what makes someone either foolish or wise, evil or righteous, wicked or godly, has to do with the relationship to God. The wicked have no relationship to God. They don't believe in God. They don't follow God. And then the godly, they have that personal relationship. And so we're going to take a look at these two people in this verse. And so let's take a look at what it says in regards to the wicked. The wicked run away when no one is chasing them. And if you've been on the fence about taking up running or a marathon, this is not a verse to excuse you to stop, okay? Go for it. Go for that marathon. I'll cheer you on. Won't join you, but I'll cheer you on. The wicked run away when no one is chasing them. Why does someone run if no one is chasing them? They run because of fear. I ran up those basement stairs real fast because of fear. I ran into my bed real fast because of fear. You know, the comforter protects you. It's a shield. Or I ran into my office real fast because I was scared. Those that are embedded in a life of sin metaphorically run. Running from the consequences, from the feelings, from others, from God. Landon McDonald, he's a pastor in the States, and in a devotional on this verse, he says this in regards to sin. The false promise of sin is that you have the freedom to do what you want. But the twist ending for sin and a life of sin is that you end up a slave to fear. When you live your life apart from God, your concentration is on the fear. Even if you don't think it is, it's there. Your concentration is on the fear, the running, the fixing, the controlling. It's spiritually exhausting. Because here's the thing, fears and anxieties rule life. They rule our life. Millennials and Gen Z are described as the most anxious generation. Anxiety and fear are ruling our lives. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you are on your own when dealing with the anxieties and fears of life. Yes, there are counselors. Yes, there are strategies and friends that you can use to help fight these things. But on a spiritual level, you are on your own and will be exhausted fighting the fears and anxieties, exhausted from running. Now, the godly have a relationship with God, so let's take a look at our verse and what it says. But the godly are as bold as lions. So let's talk about lions. Lions, they're a decent-sized creature in the animal kingdom. They are on top of the food chain. No animal pursues them. They pursue animals. Lions are not afraid of others. Animals are afraid of the lions. They are bold and confident creatures because they know that they are lions. I'm seeing these lion masks everywhere, and I'm loving it. They know that they're lions. They know that they are on the top of the food chain. They are the king of the area. Now, for those of us who have a relationship with God, we have the Holy Spirit. When you believe in Jesus and allow him to rule your life, God gives us his Spirit to help us, to guide us, to teach us, strengthen us, and comfort us. We have God's own power living inside. We are described as being bold as lions. Lions are the king of the African plains. This is what makes them bold. We can be bold not because we are the kings, but because we know the king. And we have the king's own spirit living in us. We also, when we believe in Jesus, we also become God's children, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. And that becomes our whole identity, which then becomes the foundation on how we interact with the world around us. Lions know who they are, and that's what makes them bold. For the godly, knowing that we are God's children, clothed in the righteousness of Christ, and living with God's own power in us, is what makes us bold. And what does boldly living look like as someone with a relationship with God? And in my research, I read this quote, and I'm not sure who wrote it, but I really liked it. And so it says this, boldness is our willingness to venture out and do the right thing at the right time, regardless of the barriers or fears we may encounter. This enables us to speak the truth and perform a task without fear of the consequences or results because it is the right and biblical thing to do. It is realizing that God is in control. He is there within and beside us, and he will take care of us. Therefore, we do not need to fear what others can do. Rather, we are to concentrate on our own character and call and do it with passion and conviction. Doing what is right regardless of the barriers or fears we may encounter. doing the right thing without the fear of the consequences or results because it is the biblical thing to do. Living boldly is loving others boldly. Taking care of the vulnerable. Boldly acting and not just boldly talking. When dealing with fear as a child of God, we have counselors, we have strategies and friends that help us, but spiritually we also have our Heavenly Father. We have God. And if God is for us, then who can be against us? That's Romans 8:31. We don't have to run when no one is chasing us. We don't need to run in fear of the potential. We don't have to deal with it on our own. We can be bold as lions. And the Message translation, I really like how they put it here, describes the godly as relaxed and confident, bold as lions. Sounds the opposite of exhausting, right? The complete opposite. We can be spiritually relaxed and confident because we know Christ. We don't need to deal with fear on our own, but we often choose to. Fear still happens when you're in a relationship with God. It still happens. I'm a living testament to that. When we start loving Jesus and following him, things don't magically disappear. We can still struggle with fear. Fear of failure, fear of people, fear of the unknown, fear of dying, fear of rejection, fear of not being in control. Maybe if you don't have a relationship with God this morning, additional fears may be fear of what a relationship with God looks like or what it might cost you. I'm very well acquainted with fear and anxiety, and right now I am struggling with a huge fear. A few weeks ago, while I was at camp, my daughter went in for an allergy test. She was diagnosed with severe anaphylaxis. Sesame, which means, if you don't know what anaphylaxis is she's deathly allergic to it. It's scary. And we now carry EpiPens and have adjusted to new eating habits and precautions to protect her. And I already talked with her about sharing this, and she was okay with me sharing this. But the first night, I was at mids camp when this happened. And Jared was at her with the hospital, and he called me and told me what happened. I went back to the cabin and cried, and just repeated to God, I am terrified, I am terrified, I am terrified. Till I finally fell asleep. I just cried out to my Heavenly Father, I am terrified, God. Last week, I was laying in bed and couldn't sleep, and my mind was just running a million miles per minute. And my brain kept thinking about the what-ifs with Millie's allergy, as parents sometimes do. And I got so worked up that I was bawling, thinking about what potentially could happen. And so right now, this is my reality, is I'm struggling with fear and anxiety. And as a follower of Christ, I have a choice. I can choose to go with the struggle of fear and fight it on my own, allowing my anxieties to rule my life, my decisions, sheltering my daughter to protect her and control the situation completely. Or I can go to God with my fear and ask God to replace this fear with boldness. Now, this most likely won't be a one-and-done deal for you, okay? Hasn't been for myself. You may, like myself, currently have to surrender your fear to God daily. Surrender your fear daily, asking God to help you to be reminded of who you are, which is a child of God, to help remind you that God is for you and not against you, that God is trustworthy, that you have the Holy Spirit, that you can face this fear with his strength and with his boldness. Not having a relationship with God gives us only one option, to go with the struggle and fight it on our own. But to have a relationship with God through Jesus, we have a second option when it comes to fear, and that is to go to him. There's an example in the Bible with the early church in Acts. And Peter and John were arrested for preaching the good news about who Jesus was and that he was resurrected from the dead. They stood before the rulers and elders and teachers of the law, the high priests, everyone who was against the message of the gospel was there questioning Peter and John. And the Holy Spirit empowered them to stand before this group of people and say a bunch of really, really cool things. But then a bunch of threats were made after that. They were commanded to stop talking about Jesus, but they let Peter and John go. And this is where I want to pick up in this part of the account. And this is Acts 4, verse 23. As soon as they were freed, Peter and John returned to the other believers and told them what the leading priests and elders had said. When they heard the report, all the believers lifted their voices together in prayer to God. O sovereign Lord, creator of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, you spoke long ago by the Holy Spirit through our ancestor David, your servant, saying, why were the nations so angry? Why did they waste their time with futile plans? The kings of the earth prepared for battle. The rulers gathered together against the Lord and against his Messiah. In fact, this has happened here in this very city. For Herod Antipas, Pontius Pilate the governor, the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were all united against Jesus, your holy servant, whom you anointed. But everything they did was determined beforehand according to your will. And now, O Lord, hear their threats and give us, your servants, great boldness in preaching your word. Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. After this prayer, the meeting place shook and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they preached the word of God with boldness. Now, they wouldn't have prayed this prayer if there wasn't any fear. So it's kind of reading behind the context here a little bit. But in their fear of what was happening, they automatically went to God. It was like, God, you see this, you know this, you knew it was going to happen. Give me boldness. Give me that boldness. So no matter what type of fear you are facing, maybe it's fear about family situations, fear of people, fear of the unknown, fear of persecution, fear of rejection, fear of God, fear of failure, fear of not being in control, fear of speaking about Jesus to your neighbor. No matter the fear that you are facing, you do not need to face it alone. For those of us who believe in Jesus, we can go to God with our fear and pray for boldness. Boldness to face it and fight it. And this is where I want to speak to those who do not have a relationship with God. Maybe you are facing fears and you are spiritually exhausted. From running, exhausted of trying to fix things, to control things, maybe you are fearful of what a relationship with God might cost you. But you have a choice this morning, and I want to present you with this choice. And you can choose to keep doing what you're doing. That's one choice. Choose to keep doing what you're doing. Facing fears and anxieties, running by yourself, facing these fears and anxieties with your own strength. Or you can choose to come to God this morning. You can choose God's forgiveness and grace. You can choose to accept the free gift of salvation, being rescued from your sin. God loves you so much that over 2,000 years ago, he sent his one and only son to live a perfect life and die the death we deserve so you don't have to live in fear any longer or fight fear by yourself anymore. You no longer need to fear because of Jesus. If that is you and you want to give your life to God today, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And so just ask everyone to just close their eyes and just silently whisper this to yourself if this is you this morning. It's just, Jesus, I need you. Please forgive me from my sin. Thank you for dying for me so that I can have your forgiveness. I believe that you are real. I submit my life to you this morning and ask for you to be king over my life. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you prayed that prayer this morning, You are now a child of God. Welcome to the family. You now have the Holy Spirit living in you. And he wants to show you and teach you and guide you in a life that honors God. He wants to help you face the fears and anxieties of life with boldness. And I'm very, very excited for you. As I was thinking about this message on Friday morning, I was driving back from Nanaimo, from dropping off my son at my mom's house, and I was listening to a playlist, and a certain song came on by Francesca Battistelli, and it started playing off the playlist, and the song is called The Breakup Song. And it's a song about breaking up with the fears in our life. And so I want to read this to you, because I'm not going to sing it. Sorry. Not facing that fear this morning. And as I'm just going to read this out, band, if you want to come on up. And so this is the first verse and the chorus here. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Had as much of you as I can take. I'm so done, so over being afraid. I've gone through the motions. I've been back and forth. I know that you're thinking you've heard this before. I don't know how to say it, so I'm just going to say it. Fear, you don't own me. There ain't no room in this story. And I ain't got time for you. Telling me what I'm not, like you know me well, guess what? I know who I am. I know I'm strong, and I am free. Got my own identity. So fear, you will never be welcome here. I know who I am. A child of God. I know I'm strong because I have the Holy Spirit. I am free because of what Jesus has done for me. I have my own identity because, again, I am a child of God. So fear, you will never be welcome here. When we know who we are, children of God, when we know we have the Holy Spirit, we can be as bold as lions. And I want to give you an opportunity this morning to break up with your fear. Okay? And I'm going a little out on a limb here and asking you guys to participate. So there's some stations. There's a station over here. There's a station at the back. And there's a station on this side. And there's some note cards there. And I want you to write down a fear or fears that you've been struggling with, and that you want to break up with this morning, and that you want to go to God with this morning. And so you're going to write it down. I've already written one down for me. It's fear of not being in control. And then I'm going to get you to pray over it. I'm like, God, I am giving this to you. I am breaking up with this fear, and I'm asking for you to meet me here this morning. And then what you're going to do is you're just going to tear it up. And there are there's a recycling bin beside over here, recycling bins over there, and a garbage at the back. And you're just going to throw it out. You're going to write it down, pray over it, rip it up, and throw it out. And once kind of we're near the end of people doing this, we're just going to all pray for boldness together, to face the fear. We're going to pray for boldness to love boldly, to proclaim Jesus boldly, and to live boldly as followers of Jesus. And you might be kind of fighting with yourself a little bit right now, of like, you want me to get up out of my seat in front of all these people? Fight that fear. Sometimes we need to do a physical thing to help us understand spiritually what we're doing. Okay, and so I'm going to pray over you right now before we do this, and we're actually going to have worship music, so if you are not wanting to participate this morning, that's okay. I just encourage you to worship God this morning. We're going to have the band leading us in worship, but let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we give you this moment. I ask that you give us boldness to get up and go break up with our fears. I ask that you would give us, show us what fears are controlling our lives so that we can come to you and choose you. In Jesus' name, amen.